I doubt whether anybody has ever picked up Tristram Shandy and read the first page without wondering what exactly is going on. And the reason for that, in one sense, is very, very simple. Novels were new, a new literary form, and yet at the same time, readers of the previous two decades had begun to get a clear idea of what they expected from a novel. One of the things that they expected from a novel was a life. Many fictional works, novels, were lives. They were biographies or autobiographies. The Life and Strange Surprising Adventures of Robinson Crusoe, for instance, or the history of the adventures of Joseph Andrews. Most of these lives, the life and adventures, was a phrase that occurs in many titles in the 1740s and the 1750s. And what you immediately saw on the title page of Tristram Shandy was something different, because what you had was the life and opinions of Tristram Shandy. So immediately that shift between adventures to opinions would have caused readers to wonder what this was about. And when you look at some of the best known 18th century novels that are lives, you find that these are biographies where the writers don't have any real problem in telling their story. They know what their life was like, and they start off. And so Defoe in Robinson Crusoe, for instance, begins the first sentence, "I was born in the year 1632 in the city of York of a good family." Tobias Smollett writing in 1748 in The Adventures of Roderick Random, "I was born in the northern part of this United Kingdom in the house of my grandfather, a gentleman of considerable power and influence." And so you start off there immediately with the birth. And of course, many biographers do this still. You start with the birth, you go through the childhood, you go through the schooling experience, and then either the first job or perhaps university, and so on to the main matter, probably, of the biography. But Tristram Shandy isn't like that, because Tristram Shandy begins with the moment of the narrator, Tristram's own conception. And he explains how he came to be the person that he was initially by reference to the unfortunate circumstances of his conception, which very shortly involved an unfortunate question that his mother asked his father just at the moment Tristram was being conceived. But of course that raises a problem, because most people don't know very much about the moment of their conception. And Tristram realizes this, and so very quickly he has to tell you how he comes to know this. And all this involves telling you not only about his mother and his father, but also about his Uncle Toby, from whom he hears this story, and Uncle Toby will become one of the main characters in the novel. And so you have the elements of a fictional biography, but they're presented in a very unusual way. And from the beginning, the reader is always asking, where exactly is the story going to go? It doesn't mean that readers should be put off for that reason, because the actual telling of the story is extremely entertaining, but certainly people were puzzled by it.